Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 22nd, Thankful Tuesday. I'm reading from the New International Version and today we're in Romans chapter 11. I'm going to read through verse 24 today and this is about the Jews and the Gentiles. So the progression of salvation history is that the people of Israel were God's chosen people. They are God's chosen people. But the plan, even in the Old Testament, was for the Israelites to be a blessing to the nations, to teach them about God. And so Paul is wrestling with this in his mind as he writes forth Romans. And this passage is going to talk about the remnant of Israel and then the Gentiles being grafted in to the family of God. Starting in verse 1 of chapter 11, I ask then, did God reject his people? By no means. I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject his people, whom he foreknew. Don't you know what scripture says in the passage about Elijah? How he appealed to God against Israel. Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me. And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if by grace, then it cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. What then? What the people of Israel sought so earnestly, they did not obtain. The elect among them did, but the others were hardened, as it is written. God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that could not see and ears that could not hear, to this very day. And David says, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see and their backs be bent forever. And then this passage is entitled, Engrafted Branches. Again, I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. But if their transgression means riches for the world and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their full inclusion bring? I am talking to you, Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I take pride in my ministry. In the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. For if their rejection brought reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. If some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive tree, do not consider yourselves to be superior to those other branches. If you do, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off, so that I could be grafted in. Granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but tremble. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And if they do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. After all, if you were cut off of an olive tree that is wild by nature, and contrary to nature were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much more readily will these, the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I read this passage, I was just so convicted of how often I take for granted the salvation that Christ has given us in His kindness. And then the challenge that Paul gives us in this passage to not fall away from the great kindness. Will you pray with me? Father, we come together thanking you for Jesus Christ, the one who made a way for us to be grafted in. We thank you, Lord, for your church. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to be a people who gather together out of great joy for what you have done for us and in great conviction that it is only through Jesus Christ our Lord that we can be saved. Lord, we thank you for engrafting us, for this thing that you have done, that you have put us on a healthy olive tree, and you have given us nourishment from your word, from your spirit. You have chosen us in Christ. And finally, Lord, we thank you for your attributes. Later on in this passage in Romans 11, Paul just burst out into praise. And so we want to end our prayer together, Lord, with that. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable your judgments, how unsearchable your paths. Who has known the mind of the Lord or has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him all things were made. To him be glory forever. Amen.